The state of Texas is home to a small songbird, a type of bird known as a passerine. More than half of all the birds belong to this group, but the golden-cheeked warbler is only found in Texas. Here's its song. The golden-cheeked warbler is an endangered bird. People and highways are pushing it toward extinction. Endangered species legislation has been proposed and awaits congressional approval. Commentator Lee Cullum thinks that bill is ill-advised.
This may be the year of the golden-cheeked warbler in Texas. Certainly a great deal is being done to keep this handsome bird happy in its home in Austin. The effort is a habitat conservation plan put forth by the Fish and Wildlife Service. Federal officials hope it will be a model for the nation. While the program may cheer on the golden-cheeked warbler, it's done little to improve the mood of Austin landowners. According to the Endangered Species Act, if a person wants to develop property that is host to a creature threatened with extinction, that landowner must pay a mitigation fee so that other habitat can be acquired. 6 years ago, Austin civic leaders saw that the city was moving west, where inevitably it would collide with the golden-cheeked warbler. They came to realize that it would be 10 times less expensive to create a regional plan to cope with this challenge than for each individual developer to travel the mitigation road alone. It was agreed with the Fish and Wildlife people that the golden-cheeked warbler would be invited to resettle in 30,000 newly acquired acres so that 170,000 acres could be developed. The city passed a bond election to defray the cost, but a similar effort failed in the county. That left the landowners responsible for the 10,000 acres that could not be financed by local government or contributed by the Texas Nature Conservancy, and therein lies the rub. The landowners there are upset on two fronts. Those who must fork over the fees feel that they are too high and certain to go higher still for the ones who wait to pay their assessment until they develop the property. And those obliged to sell their land for the preserve have been told it may take 20 years to complete the purchase. This means they must simply sit, powerless, unable to sell their land or to borrow against it. Recognizing the unfairness of this situation and others like it, House Republicans put together a bill that goes much too far. It replaces injustice with bad judgment. Instead of insisting on a natural habitat for endangered species, the legislation, according to testimony by George Frampton, Jr., Assistant Secretary for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, would try to preserve them in zoos and aquariums. This is fine for instruction, but they fail to promote the biological diversity so critical to medical science. The measure also would reduce the federal lands which may be dedicated to protecting species and provides that state and private property can be used only with the consent of the governor or the landowner. Clearly, this bill sounds the death knell for endangered species with ominous consequences for scientific research. Frampton pointed out that the Western Governors Association has come up with a reasonable middle ground that would preserve habitat for endangered species but deal more fairly with landowners, which certainly is necessary. The states would play an expanded role. This is the route that Congress should take. The bill passed by the House Resources Committee last October should be allowed blessed extinction.
Lee Cullum is a columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and she comes to us by way of member station KERA.